play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Cordright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg, all together better. By Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville, I'm loving it. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee with Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball from the Rock Garden. Thanks for being with us here on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg High School boys basketball, a 20-1 season, fourth consecutive year that the Silver Streaks have won 20 games. They accomplished that with the Martin Luther King tournament victories on Saturday and then two more on Monday to win that tournament. And both coaches talked about it in the pregame show. Tom Siegel hoping a little bit. Mike Reynolds guarding against it a little bit. That the Silver Streaks team comes out with its legs tonight. That there isn't much hangover, and that they are ready to go. Jim, I would think atmosphere alone, knowing the importance of the game, you know, I don't think you have to be out there too long before you figure out you've got your legs to play 32 minutes in a game like this one.
Yeah, and you know, like Mike said, they took it easy on the day after the King tournament Tuesday, looked at film, and then kind of ramped it up for this. And I think they're as prepared as you can be, but until you get out there and really face the quickness and the ability of these Rock Island guards, you may kind of have to adjust on the fly a little bit. I would think we might see Rock Island come out with a big punch here early, maybe like a 10-2, 10-4 start. I hope not, but they're gonna be fired up, especially after that home loss last week. And you'll have to endure a run or two from the Rocks, especially if they get the crowd into it here. They are still the defending league champions, even with last week's loss, and we'll have to play our best.
Silver Streaks go with the same starting five that they have used in the previous 21 games. Devin Ross, Ethan Meeker, both 6'2 seniors. Jared Olson, a 5'10 senior, and then at the forward spot, 6'4 Cody Hawthorne. And in the middle, Eric Thompson at 6'7. For Rock Island, with Miles again not playing, the 6'8 senior. Two guys you really got to watch out for, Jason Jones and C.J. Neville. Neville, a 6'2 senior, Jones at 5'11. Lacey Watson, a 6'4 sophomore. Jacob Ellis, a 6'6 junior. And then 6' junior Corey Freeman gets the start tonight, with Miles, again, not playing for the Rocks because of a rules violation for head coach Tom Siegel. First of two games this weekend for the Galesburg boys basketball team. This is the one that matters more than any. Champaign Centennial, we'll worry about that one later as the tip goes out of bounds up the near sideline. And Galesburg will have the ball to start off the game.
It's always a little tough to shoot in here, partially because you can't see the basket. It's so dark. It's really evident, too. So many gyms have gone to the brighter light packages now, and it's still so dark here in Rock Island. You don't see this many places you go.
Streaks were knocking some threes down during their warm-ups. I was watching the kids down there, and just shot after shot after shot was going down. Let's hope that keeps up as the game has started. Meeker drives, has the ball poked away, and now Rock Island has a run out at the other end. Neville with a two-handed dunk. Got out with a break after the Silver Streaks turned it over on their opening possession. A reach-in strip out of the hands of Meeker, and Rock Island was off to the races up 2-0.
Let's hope that doesn't set the tempo for the night. Big start for the home crowd on a dunk.
Olsen drives baseline, tries to feed it through the lane. Thompson comes up for the pass. In the lane, dribbles it, loses it. And a reach-in foul called on Rock Island. That'll be against Jacob Ellis, the 6'6 junior in the middle. First foul of the game called, 47 seconds in. Ross slaps the ball left of his backboard, inbounds on a lob to Hawthorne, goes up for it, dribbles it on the floor, up off the glass and in, and we're tied at two. Cody's offense has really come along as the season has progressed. He's looking more and more confident all the time in the low post. Up top, Corey Freeman in the lane. Skips it back out to Jason Jones in the midcourt circle. Meeker will guard him. Instead, Jones passes it away. Coming out for it is Ellis on the left elbow. They swing it around right over to Neville in front of the Galesburg bench. Up top to Jones. 5'11 senior starts the dribble, backs up away from Meeker as the streaks open in a man defense. Played not quite a minute and a half, or tied at two. Down the lane in a reach in, and this time it'll be Hawthorne, I think, unless they called Meeker on the floor. I think Cody got called for the reach around, and that is his first. And that's not the kind of foul Mike Reynolds wants his big men down low to be picking up. Ellis on the inbound to the outside. Watson on the left wing, up top to Jones. Jones thought about going over to Lacey Watson on the left side, but he didn't cut in. Now into the right corner it goes. Dribbling it back out, falling down. Freeman tosses it behind him into the lane. A wide open floater by Jones. Just flipped it up and in with the right hand. It's 4-2 Rocks. A little token pressure on the ball in the backcourt. Ross will bring it across, guarded by Freeman. Between the legs in the dribble in the midcourt circle. Six to go, quarter number one. 4-2 Rock Island. Battle of ranked teams. Down low, Hawthorne put back by Thompson after the miss. Rebound on the run, Jones. Rock Island on the other end, spinning in the lane. Jones to the basket, up and in with the right hand. Streak got two chances added at this end. They're back quickly into the front court, down four. Meeker to the low blocks. Out behind him to Hawthorne. Trying to get it behind him. Ross is being trailed. Now he has it at the top of the circle. Tries to work around a Hawthorne screen. 5.5 to go for the quarter. It's 6-2 Rock Island. Ross works his way right to the wing. Picks up his dribble. Looking to go back court. Meeker comes out high for it instead near half court.
Well, they were going to give Devin the shot there. They really backed off once he picked up his dribble, even at the three-point line, but he wasn't interested in taking it.
Meeker between the legs on the dribble, loses his man out high, goes all the way down low, gets a shot up and in over Freeman, who came over to help out. First basket for Meeker, 6-4, Galesburg down two. Olsen going for the steal. Jones kind of dribbled through it, still has it, now swings it left over to Ellis. Coming out top court, poked away from behind, kicked out of bounds by Rock Island. First Rocks turnover. Good defense as Neville curled around from the left side, tried to weave into the lane. Galesburg poked it loose from behind, and Neville couldn't recover.
Yeah, both teams opening in straight man-to-man defense. They'll probably mix it up as the night goes along to keep the other team off balance, but good to see good athletes at every position on this court, and they're going straight up man.
Ross, left side Meeker. Down low, Hawthorne dribbles once into a double team, gets called for traveling.
Yeah, he was a little bit farther from the basket than he likes to be. It really eliminated probably any chance to put the shot up there. And as he was looking to kick that thing out, dragged his foot. So turnover number two for the Silver Streaks.
Halftime in Peoria, Richwoods with a 5-point lead over Emanuel, 34-29. And Moline has opened the game with a 6-0 lead at Quincy. On the right side, Jones, cut off by Meeker, dribbles out, tries to go around with a screen and a tap-around reach foul by Meeker. As the screen came out, lost Meeker, so he reached for the left hand around the backside of Jones, trying to poke it loose, and that's the first foul on Ethan. Under 4.5 to go, first quarter at 6-4 Rock Island. Rocks open with a dunk after the Streaks turned it over on their opening possession. Both teams have played even since then. Approaching the halfway mark of the opening quarter. Crowd kind of waiting anxiously. Streaks come out on a double team. Right side it goes to Ellis. 12-foot jumper. Missed it. Rebound flying up. Couldn't control it. Thompson for the Silver Streaks has it. Galesburg back quickly. Into the left corner. Olsen behind him to Hawthorne. Cody holds on to it. Now passes it away to Meeker. Meeker dribbles right. Tries to use a Thompson screen to get into the lane. It's knocked loose. Third Galesburg turnover. Freeman into the front court, pulls up left high post, shot off the mark, rebound Ross, Streaks want to get out with it, quickly back, Thompson with a run out, up and in with a layup, tied at six.
Yeah, interestingly, when Galesburg plays Rock Island, normally it's the Rocks you worry about getting out, but the Galesburg probably would like the tempo up more than Rock Island.
Streaks steal it away from Neville down the lane, Ross, other end, fakes the pass, up and in with the right hand. Right down the middle of the lane, Devin faked it left, went up with the right hand after the defender bit, and the Streaks have their first lead at 8-6.
Yeah, give it A on the transition. Two quick buckets there for Galesburg. They love to get out and go, and Rock Island very deliberate in their half court right now.
Got the Rocks faithful back in it, chanting, let's go Rocky. Up top, Neville for three. Missed it. Rebound. Olsen comes in from the right side, pulls down his first board of the game. Left side, here's Olsen up top. Back behind him to Thompson. Trying to give it away behind him. Fakes it to Ross. Now gives it to Devin on the give and go with a right-hand floater.
Now in this game, too, Ross could be an assassin because he's got that long reach inside, and if he's feeling it, he could be a difference maker.
And a whistle.
Well, Ross' shoe half fell off. He's working on that. And Rock Island taking the chance maybe to make a change here on their lineup, too.
Yep. Thought we were going to have a timeout. I guess I wasn't feeling necessarily. It was timeout time, so that's why the whistle kind of caught my attention. But the little brief stoppage of play allowed Rock Island to get some substitutes in for the first time. It'll be Jones and Watson in the backcourt to bring it up court. Waiting in the front court, Neville, Ellis, and into the game for the first time, Jay Richardson, a 5'11 junior. So that's the only substitution for Rock Island. None for the Streaks up to this point, leading by four on a little 6-0 run, 2.5 minutes to go first quarter. This is Jones with it. Passes it left side, dribbling it back out. Between the legs with the dribble, Watson now gives it up. Top of the arc, Ellis swings it around right over to Neville. Ball poked away, chased down by Thompson, has to come back for it. Third Rock Island turnover. Driving down to the low blocks, Olsen gets fouled out on the wing with the ball on the floor, and that'll be the second foul on the Rocks.
Yeah, Devin Ross frustrated. He was wide open under the basket, and for all Eric Thompson was trying, he just couldn't quite get the handle on the ball. He would have loved to grab it and thrown it down there, but we settled for just keeping the possession, and I thought Thompson did the right thing just to finally corral it and forget the pass.
Jay Richardson just into the game for the Rocks, picks up the foul. Meeker cut off at the free throw line, gives way to Olsen. Just outside the lane, Thompson, spin move in the lane, gets mugged by two defenders, and that'll be a foul on Ellis from behind. And I think that'll be the second on Ellis, if it is on him. And it is. Third team foul on Rock Island. Exactly 2 minutes to go, first quarter. 10-6 Galesburg. Thompson going to the free throw line. With his free throw shooting percentage slipping, he's down to 64.5%. But the first one is perfect.
Rock Island knew exactly what was coming when Thompson got the ball there and he made that move, because that's what he likes to do from that spot. And the Rocks quickly came up with a double team. Lacey Watson came out on him. They knew what he was going to do, but got called for the foul in the process.
Second one on the way and good. Thompson with four in the quarter. Devin Ross with four in the quarter. Streaks lead 12-6 on an 8-0 run. Under two minutes to go in the first quarter. Jason Jones on the right side. Where the volleyball spike line meets. Up top, Neville. Tried to fake left, went right, lost the handle on the ball. Fourth Rocks turnover, and then the Streaks give it right back, but then Ross steals it, and he puts it up and in with a right-hand teardrop. 14-6 Rock Island. Now we do have a Rocks timeout with a minute 37 to go in the first quarter. This is a 30-second timeout.
And an opportunity in the midst of a big Streaks run here to talk about our great transportation, as always, from Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Tonight, traveling in a 2015 Nissan Rogue, and a very comfortable ride up here on that red Rogue. You can obviously see that at the dealership, but they would like to also remind you that the 2015 Nissan Sentras are available for lease for $225 a month with no money down. I was talking with Chad Warren, he said more and more people are leaning towards the leases these days, and so for $225 a month, no money down, you can be driving a Nissan Sentra. Stop by and ask them about details of the leasing program at Galesburg Nissan, right next to the Sandberg Mall in Galesburg.
10 straight points by the Silver Streaks. They now lead 14-6, coming out of the Rock Island timeout. Under 90 seconds to go here in the opening quarter. On the left side, Watson gives way to Richardson. Into the game, Aaron Kroos, a 6'3 junior. Replacing Ellis, and a driving basket in with the right side. Jones with a kiss off the glass, and that ends the Galesburg run. Streaks up six, though, as we approach a minute 10 to go, opening quarter. Hawthorne up top, left side Olsen. Streaks still have not substituted. Meeker, long three, way outside, in and out. Rebound Ross. Devin has it poked out of his hands, and the Streaks will hang on to it.
And that ball did everything but go down, but Devin Ross, again, a pain in the side to Rock Island, able to keep that thing alive. Streaks will inbound with Meeker underneath his own basket.
From the left of the basket, out high to Devin, who leads the Streaks with six. Right back to Ethan in the lane. He goes up with a soft right hand, and it rolls through. 16-8 Galesburg, under a minute to go, first quarter.
Silver Streaks taking advantage of the fact that 6'8 William Miles not in that lineup. That's probably not a shot we get off right there if he's holding down the middle of the paint.
On the left side, Richardson works his way top of the arc. Back behind him to Watson. Pulls up just outside the free throw line. Off the mark. Olsen reaches back. Grabs the rebound. Leads the break into the front court. Pulls up. Ethan tried to measure the long three, but he passes it up.
That would have been a bomb if he let that fly.
Still with the dribble out high at the volleyball line, down to 23 seconds to go. He might have glanced at the clock, too, I'm not sure, and thought, let's try to hold this down for the last shot. Loses his man briefly, now scoops it back behind him to Ross in the midcourt circle with 14 seconds to go. Devin puts his hands on his knees, now dribbles left toward the scoring table with 9 on the clock. Back, reversing directions to the top of the arc. Right side of the lane, cut off, throws it back behind him to Olsen, long three, short, rebound, falls dead, 16-8, Gillsburg over Rocky at the end of one. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Trying to convey an idea to somebody else never results in the vision you had in your head. Take matters into your own hands. Let Breedlove Sporting Goods help you design your next t-shirt. Navigate to BreedloveSports.com, click on the t-shirt designer icon, and put your mad design skills to work. Start by picking your canvas, t-shirts, polos, hoodies, even drinkware, signs, and banners. From there, you can customize everything, color, artwork, text, numbers, even upload an image. You can be the designer with Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Get started now at BreedloveSports.com.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Dennis Twitty State Farm on Henderson Street, helping you manage the risks of everyday life, recover from the unexpected, and realize your dreams. And by Animal Medical Center, providing the finest veterinary care possible on the corner of Carl Sandburg Drive and Seminary Street.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
16-8, Gillsburg over Rock Island at the end of the first quarter here at the Rock Garden.
Boy, we were just in and out of being up 19-8 on either Meeker's three or that last one let go by Olsen. Almost went down, and I said to you, I'm getting greedy. I really wanted that one to finish off the quarter.
Rocks with the ball to begin the second quarter, and Hawthorne comes from the backside, bats one out of bounds. First substitution for the Silver Streaks in the game usually comes somewhere around the 4.5 or 5 minute mark. Mike Reynolds did not substitute until the quarter break. Kevontae Shaw is in for Eric Thompson. That's how well things were going for the Streaks early on. And now a foul on Hawthorne down low as they get to the low blocks to Watson. He turns around, tries to put it up quickly. And that's a second on Cody.
And quickly, Eric Thompson comes to the bench. I imagine he will replace Cody, who picked up that second foul.
So the Streaks, again, with Will Miles at 6'8 for Rock Island, not playing tonight because of some sort of rules violation. Streaks have an advantage down low with the two-man rotation, or especially if both Hawthorne and Thompson are on the floor at the same time. But now you take Cody out of the mix, and that puts more pressure on Eric. 16-9, Watson's first free throw. Now the second one on the way, and that one is good as well.
You know, the one thing, though, about with Cavante in there, he's not as tall as Cody, but he's just such a good rebounder.
Yep.
He gets such good position, is so aggressive, you really don't lose anything on the boards with Cavante at all.
Streaks break the press to the baseline. Thompson back out. Ethan from the wing. Good for 3 points.
Oh, he splashed
and he's got
that
seven.
Looked very comfortable, and I'm surprised the Rocks let him get that wide open.
19-10, Streaks with their biggest lead now as we're just starting the second quarter here at the Rock Garden. Streaks after falling behind early. Part of a 10-0 run. And they are up by 9 right now to turn that 2-point deficit into an 8-point lead in the first quarter. And now have extended it a bit here in the early second. Right side driving in. Richardson has cut off. Throws it back behind him, driving inside the lane. Trying to get free inside the free throw line is Watson. And we got a 3-second lane by it. Nope. They call an offensive foul instead on Watson. Lean the shoulder down, lean the head down, push off, and that is the first Rock Island turnover of the quarter. 6 for the game already for the Rocks.
Yeah, Streaks' defense has been terrific, and the Rocks are spending a lot of time playing with the ball and not attacking the basket very well.
Ross in the midcourt circle with a dribble. Meeker comes out high for it on the right elbow. Up top, Thompson. Now back to Devin on the left elbow. Down low, quick feed to Shaw. Tries to turn around, head and shoulder fake twice, over the basket. And then the rebound by Thompson and a reach-in foul called on Aaron Kroos. Thompson, a good strong board, his third of the game after Cavante was too strong in the shot on the low blocks. And that is the 15th foul on Rock Island. Not quite a minute and a half into the second quarter. C.J. Neville didn't get much of a break for the Rocks on the bench, did he? He's quickly back into the game.
I would think, as athletic and what a great player he is, he won't get many minutes off in this game at all, especially with his team down 9.
And Jones sits down. So they're both not on the floor right now for Coach Tom Siegel. Down low to Thompson on the low block. Little nudge from behind. Keeps his footing. Gets it back out to Ross. Pull back from the free throw line. Swish. Ross, 4 for 4 in the game. 8 points. 21-10 Galesburg. Streaks building the lead outside of 6 minutes to go for the half.
When Ross is scoring like this, the Silver Streaks become really lethal because you still got to account for Meeker and Olsen all the time, and now Ross is having a big night.
Richardson penetrates, kicks it out. 3-pointer is no good. Rebound put back by Jay Richardson. He just out-battled the Silver Streaks for the shot down low, and that makes it 21-12. Palindrome score, which we're fond of pointing out when we get them. Streaks by 9, under 6 to go for the half. Ross on the right side. Up top, Shaw. They left him open for 3. Off the back rim. Rebound. Meeker down low. Puts it on the floor. Gets blocked from behind out of bounds. And they say Ethan touched it last after the block. A lot of contact down there. No foul. Ethan wanted the foul. And it goes back Rock Island's direction. Silver Streaks by 9. Rocks with the ball on their home court. Trying to avoid back-to-back home losses after losing to UT. Here at the Rock Garden by 4 last Friday night. On the left side dribble, another poke away from the backside by Meeker. On the feed from Cavante, Ethan the other direction lays it in.
Well, that was atonement for Meeker, who was still mad about that last trip down, thought that he should have got a foul and ended up a turnover and got it right back and made a layup.
Another poke away, this time by Thompson. A scramble for it on the sideline and sliding out of bounds, Devin Ross with a handle on it. He goes out of bounds and nevertheless, excitable applause from Coach Mike Reynolds on the sideline as his defense has been stiff here tonight.
They expect Meeker to get some of those, but Thompson is coming up off around the free throw line, and anytime he sees a guard, he'll curl around with those long arms, and he's pretty quick for a big man, and he's poked away a number of them already tonight.
Under 5 to go, second quarter. Galesburg by 11. Pretty quiet Rock Garden up here. This crowd waiting for its team to make a run here and get back into this game. Jones with the dribble. Left side it goes. 3-pointer in and out by Neville. Cavante Shaw with a rebound. Into the front court. Ethan measured the 3, thought about it too much, stutter stepped and traveled.
You know, the first couple of possessions, I wasn't sure just what we were going to be able to do early in this game, but now we're seeing a lot of different options on offense, seeing some opening, some open shots, and that time Ethan couldn't decide which option to take.
Driving in, Meeker gets the ball, strips it out of the hands of Jones on the dribble, and then trying to save it on the baseline, throws it back toward an unsuspecting Silver Streak, and it's out of bounds. Rock Island keeps it. Boy, Ethan's shown quick hands here tonight. Now we got a foul away from the ball, or at least the officials want to talk it over between Shaw and Lacey Watson. Watson was trying to feed his way through the lane to get free out high. He was trying to get away from Cavante. There was contact in there.
Okay, a warning issued to both players, but no foul.
Now a little push-off by Watson. Cavante gets into kids' heads out there, without a doubt. Up top, this is Watson with it. Shaw backs off. Outside for the pass is Jason Jones. Neville working his way, weaving through the lane. Jones with the dribble left. Quick firing down low. Inside step on Cavante, and then the shot rolls off.
Caught a break there.
Yeah, Watson had a chance to burn him. Cavante let him go, and then he couldn't finish the shot. Now Cavante on the right wing dribbles in. Back behind him to Ross. Up top, Jared Olson, who has yet to score tonight for the Silver Streaks.
Well, he got the one shot off at the end of the quarter, but they are all over him.
To the low blocks, feeds it along the baseline through the hands of a Rock Island defender. Meeker from the outside is off the mark for 3.
Yes,
and
that's a grab.
Shaw, chasing down the corner in the into the corner for the rebound. And Lacey Watson grabbed him from the backside.
Got his uniform, grabbed a handful of that. And so the official, glad he caught that. Shaw had tracked it down anyway, but got the foul call. And so Galesburg will inbound again under their own basket. 16 fouls now on Rock Island.
Quincy with a 19-17 lead over Moline. They're already at halftime. 3:46 to go before the half here at Rock Island. Now a whistle away from the ball as Mike Reynolds called timeout. Wasn't much movement in the half court there as Ross was pulling it in from the baseline, trying to find somebody open. So Mike called a timeout before they got a five-second call.
Yeah, they got a little scolding on the way back to the huddle by Mike, who apparently wasn't happy with where somebody was, not where they're supposed to be. But otherwise, I think he's a pretty happy coach, up by 11 points here. 3:46 to go before halftime. His team's playing really well.
Manuel has rallied back. He's tied up Richwood's 41 apiece late in the third quarter. I think we probably anticipated that was probably going to happen. And again, Quincy with a 2-point lead over Moline at the halftime. down in Quincy. Didn't get a chance to talk about some first quarter stats, Jim, of streaks. I had him 7 of 11 shooting in the first quarter.
Yep.
And out-rebounded. I think the rebounding numbers is the one that really caught us off guard.
Yeah, Rock Island, only one rebound in the first quarter. When does that ever happen?
I've only got him for two here in the second quarter.
Yeah.
3:45 to go before halftime.
And we've come out up here before and got out-rebounded by 2-1 margin or more sometimes.
This is Ross on the left wing coming out of the streaks 30-second timeout. Lobs it up top to Thompson. Now left side Shaw. He gets an open three. A little bit off the mark. Rebound going back for it as Thompson feeds it off to Ross. Draws a double team in the lane, and it's stolen away by C.J. Neville. And then a foul into the front court as he weaves among some defenders. And that'll be the first of the game on Eric Thompson.
You know, Rock Island is definitely picking out who they want to let shoot for Galesburg, and Shaw's, well, he's taken two, just been a little strong on both. Had another wide open look they weren't guarding him on. We saw earlier that they weren't going to guard Devin out at the three-point line. They're just mainly concerned with especially Olsen and Meeker from deep.
23-12 Galesburg, 3:10 to go first half. Streak's defense has been tough. They've had some opportunities to extend the lead even more than where it is right now. Here's a near steal by Meeker as he bats it into the backcourt, chasing it down. Jones dances up the sideline, avoids going out of bounds, now takes it all the way down the lane, and he initiates contact right down the lane, taking it right at the Silver Streaks, who are backpedaling the whole way. That'll be the second of the game on Meeker. Two on Hawthorne.
Galesburg crowd behind the bench there, collective groan, not very happy with that foul call. But all told, you're out on the road, and still the foul call count is 6-5 on the home team, so can't be all too unhappy.
It's just who it's been called on for the streaks and how many they have that's frustrating right now. And on the inbound, a three-pointer. Knocked down by Neville from the outside. Gave him too much of an open look. He didn't need much. And it's 23-15, Galesburg by 8 now. With Meeker on the bench, Darius Sammons into the game. He's open from the right wing. Tries to go baseline. Cut off there.
A bit of a 1-2-2 zone by Rock Island, it looks like, when we're bringing it up. So they're switching around a little bit, and they've frustrated us the last few times down.
Well, especially with Meeker on the bench right now. Trying to avoid any kind of shooting from the outside. Kevonte will let one fly. That one rolls off. Rebound deflected back into the hands of Neville. Feeds it into the outlet. Layup at the other end. Perfectly executed in transition. Freeman with a basket. And now Rock Island beating the streaks, coming back at it with a quick transition buckets of their own. Ross into the front court, gets bumped, back behind him, chases away by Richardson. Left side, Olsen for three is too strong. Weak side rebound, Neville. Here come the Rocks. Feeds it into the front court to Jones. Reach in, stripped by Olsen. He gets called for the foul.
Now, I wondered if the Rocks were going to have a flurry, and they have here. They've taken advantage of some matchup problems when Meeker has gone down to the bench, and this is where, you know, I'd love to see Devin Ross have the ball in his hands even more right now. He's been so effective in this game with Meeker out there. We need that leadership. Olsen finally got a shot that last time down, but was well off the mark.
Free throw by Jones to the line. He has 6 in the game, and he misses that one off to the left. Little 5-0 flurry by the Rocks has pulled Rock Island within 6 here with a minute 51 to go in this first half. Jones' second one. The 5'11 senior eyes it and drains it. He's got 7 in the game. Rock Island within 5 now, 23-18. Sammons and Ross in the backcourt. Now Darius will bring it across midcourt. Crossover dribble. Gets it across the timeline. Right side Ross. Up top Shaw. Left side Darius trying to go down low to Thompson. A little bit outside the lane. Feeds it back up top to Darius. Scoops it behind him to Olsen. Jarrett dribbles left toward the Rock Island bench. Had a chance to go baseline. Now kicked out of bounds by Olsen. Defense by C.J. Neville. Tied up Olsen. Ball got free. Jarrett took a step toward the ball and kicked it out of bounds.
7 Galesburg turnovers now, and a couple of these have been costly here of late. Having a tough couple of minutes on the offensive end of the court right now as Rock Island claws their way back in, and Meeker comes to the scorer's table.
Yep. I wondered if Mike Reynolds, even with a lead, if Mike Reynolds was going to leave him on the bench going toward halftime, or if he would feel that he had to get him back in. Olsen behind him bats the ball. It goes up into the air, deflects out to the right. Richardson badly misses a three, and then a foul from behind as Olsen comes out with it into the front court, and the reach puts Jarrett at the free throw line for a 1-1.
Well, Jarrett came out of there on fire. I think he was frustrated by not being able to get anything done the last time down offensively, and he was ready to
take it to the house if he could just get his hand on it there.
First foul on Corey Freeman. Again, 17 fouls on Rock Island. 68 seconds to go here in the first half. To the free throw line. Olsen, 81% on the season, and the left-hander knocks down the first one. So that ends the mini Rock Island run. After the streaks built an 11-point lead, Rock Island scored six in a row, largely with Meeker on the bench. And Mike Reynolds has pulled him back off the scoring table after Olsen kind of helped settle things away there and knocking down the two free throws. Puts the streaks back up by seven at 25-18 with 60 seconds to go here for the half. Bringing it across midcourt. Jones will be picked up by Sammons there. Coming out for it, Freeman, right back to Jones,
yes.
And he got called for the travel. A little hop step on the left wing as Freeman passed it over to him, and that's the eighth Rock Island turnover now. Uncharacteristic for turnovers, but again, credit to Galesburg's defense.
It was, and maybe we can swing things a little back towards our direction here just before the half as Rock Island had their run, streaks back up by seven now, and probably a little too much time to start picking one shot here with 52 seconds left in the half against a quick Rock Island defense.
But the streaks get Ethan Meeker back in there, and now stepping into the backcourt, Devin Ross. He just came across midcourt with Jay Richardson standing there guarding him in the man. Devin picked up his dribble, and then I think without even realizing it again, consciously put his right foot behind him back into the backcourt. And a rare over and back mistake by Devin Ross.
Yeah, always got to be aware of that timeline.
Defense for offense with Sammons back in for Meeker. Again, streaks not wanting Meeker to pick up a third foul right before halftime. Up top, Neville. Streaks lead by seven, 35 seconds to go, second quarter. On the left side, Freeman gives way to Neville. C.J. Neville trying to get it away to Jason Jones. He can't shake Darius Sammons, so Neville keeps the dribble, backing up near half court. Ross will guard him. We're down to 20 seconds to go for the half. Boy, he carries
yes,
the ball,
doesn't he?
He
puts it on his hip.
He even almost kind of curls his wrist around it.
Oh, yeah.
And does not get called for it.
Yeah, that's bad.
Neville out high between the legs with the dribble. Space set it into motion. Backdoor cut to Jones driving in. Perfectly executed. First basket of the second quarter. And Olsen has to just fire one from 7 feet behind half court. So Galesburg goes to the locker room. 25-20 is the lead. But a little more tenuous lead than what the streaks enjoyed there early. About halfway through the second quarter, they get outscored 8-2 to finish off halftime, or the first half, but still lead by five. Take a break here. When we come back, we'll take a look at the first half statistics. We'll talk with the streaks coaching staff as well. Galesburg leads Rock Island. A battle between number 7 and 3. 5 at the break. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM. 1400 AM WGIL.
Looks like the mailman's here with a great big package. I wonder if that's for Mommy. Did Daddy give Mommy a present? Oh my goodness, that is huge. Ooh, it's kind of heavy, huh? Let's see what we got. A power bill?
Giant power bills are no present. Save money on yours with a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. By Arby's on North Henderson Street. And by Caring Hands Animal Clinic. Caring Hands, Caring Hearts, next to Bard Optical on Henderson Street.
Exciting news from Dave's Auto Body. We are now F-150 aluminum truck specialists. We're one of the small percentage of shops in the state of Illinois who are equipped to handle this brand new truck. It's exciting for us. It's a great truck. Come to Dave's Auto Body if you need to have it repaired.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Halftime at the Rock Garden. And the 8th-ranked Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the 7th-ranked Rock Island Rocks 25-20 here at the half. Silver Streaks were down 6-4 in the first quarter, scored 10 straight to build an 8-point lead. It got up to 11 early in the second quarter. Actually, halfway through the second quarter, it was 23-12. And then again, Rock Island outscored the Streaks 8-2 heading into halftime, and they've cut that deficit down to 5. Still, overall, Jim, you know, if if we don't know driving up here that the Streaks have an 11-point lead that gets squandered down to 5 by halftime, if you tell us, hey, you're going to be up by 5 at halftime, we take that.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it, because as I sit here now, I'm unhappy.
Right.
Because we played so well in the first quarter and even early second quarter, and then, well, I think even just before Ethan picked up his second foul, things started to swing a little bit, and I don't feel like Rock Island has played particularly well.
No.
And this is a great opportunity for us to come up here and steal this one, especially with their big 6'8 guy Miles on the bench, and I do not want to let them off the hook. And right now they've got the opportunity to pull that off, getting back within 5 at the half. So we'll see what we come up with. I feel like we've got the better team on the floor, but we've got to prove it on the scoreboard before we get out of here with a W.
Let's go ahead and take a look at our first half statistics, as we always do at this time, starting off with the team numbers. Brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg.
All right. It was a quick-moving first half.
It was, yep.
We had a couple of free throws, maybe?
Us? Thin. 4 for 4.
Okay.
Olson made 2, Thompson made 2. Rock Island was 3 for 4.
Okay.
Watson made 2, and Jones split his 2 attempts.
Yeah, we were just starting to get into where it was bonus time. So, anyway, from the field, Rock Island, 8 of 16. They were 50%. Meanwhile, Galesburg, 10 of 21, 48% from the field. Streaks were 7 of 11 in the first quarter, but just 3 of 10 in that second quarter. Just looked a little out of sorts once Meeker sat down. We didn't really seem to have any flow to our offense much after that. If I've got the rebounding numbers right, this is really surprising. I've got us with 13.
Yes.
And Rock Island with 5.
Yep. Me too.
5 rebounds for a Rock Island team. That's, again, that's another reason where it's uncomfortable only being ahead by 5 when you've dominated that area so much. Turnovers, 8 apiece. Both teams realize that they can't mess around with the ball for very long, or it's going to go the other way. The quickness at the guard spots. And like I said, Eric Thompson even coming out and really causing some problems for Rock Island early in that half to poke the ball away also.
Foul situation again. Hawthorne and Meeker for the Silver Streaks, each with 2. For Rock Island, Jacob Ellis and Lacey Watson, each with 2. So a little bit more damage for the Silver Streaks in the foul category right now, but see how things shake out in the second half. Free throw shooting, again, as we mentioned, Rocky 3 of 4, Streaks 4 of 4. Rocks 1 of 5 from 3-point range. Silver Streaks 1 of 8 from 3-point range. But they still lead by 5 at the break, 25-20. We'll run through the individual scoring numbers and talk with the Streaks coaching staff when we come back from the Rock Garden. This Western Big 6 big-time matchup finds the Streaks leading at the half by 5. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
In order to play your best game, you gotta have a great team by your side. You need someone making sure you're covered at all times. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Savea Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Craddy Insurance is like the defending guard on your basketball team. We'll help you select the right coverage for your home, so when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you're covered. And with our auto home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Savea Mutual Insurance.
Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Templeton Roofing, best in roofs. Galesburg's commercial and residential roofing contractor since 1930. By attorney Tricia Blake at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg. And by Two Painted Ladies on Seminary Street, offering upcycled furniture and unique handcrafted gifts.
Epoxy floors are 100% solid surface for residential, commercial, and industrial. Usable indoors or outside with UV protection. Available in a multitude of colors. They need no maintenance and are food grade safe. Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
The official WGIL forecast tonight: cloudy skies with a low of 17 and sunshine likely tomorrow with a high of 30. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy skies with a low of 19 and cloudy all day on Sunday with a high of 38 and an overnight low of 28. And rain and snow likely on Monday with a high of 39 and Monday night cloudy skies with a continued chance of snow, a low of 26. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it is 25 at WGIL.
Need a little cash this winter? Win up to $500 if you're spotted wearing the new white WGIL button. Details at WGIL.com.
Halftime here at the Rock Garden. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you. Cody McIntyre, our broadcast engineer. Silver Streaks lead at the half, 25-20 over Rock Island. Rocks had an early 6-4 lead. Galesburg scored 10 in a row and has led ever since. But again, the Rocks with that late second quarter run have cut the halftime deficit to 5. Individual scoring for the Rocks, Jason Jones leads the way with 9, C.J. Neville with 5, so 70% of the scoring tonight for the Rocks from Jones and Neville. Lacey Watson, Corey Freeman, and Jay Richardson all each have 2. For the Silver Streaks, Ethan Meeker leads the way with 9, Devin Ross with 8, so for the Silver Streaks, 68% of the points from those two players, 17 of their 25. Eric Thompson had 4 early on, Cody Hawthorne and Jarrett Olson each have 2. So the Silver Streaks getting all the points from their starters up to this juncture. We'll run through some scoring in a moment. Let's go down to courtside for our halftime coach's interview brought to you by Craddy Insurance. Jim Lee is with Ryan Hart.
Okay, well, Coach, after being up 11 points, only being up at 5 at the break, it seems like we played better than that for 10 minutes, but I guess that's basketball.
Well, we had a couple run outs on some long shots, and then we had that, I think it was a back door at the end. I mean, three little baskets there that kind of gave him 6 points. Other than that, we've been defending real well.
Yeah. Cody got a couple of quick fouls. Of course, Meeker picked up two and sat for a while, and it just seemed that that obstructed our offensive flow a little bit.
Well, they're doing a good. They switched to a box or a triangle in two as well. So, I mean, that kind of got us out of a rhythm a little bit. We made adjustments at halftime. We'll be all right.
Devin Ross was really hurting him. Do you try and keep him more involved in the second half on offense?
And that's what we talked about a little bit, too, trying to get Devin a little bit, getting into the paint with those two big guys down low on the block. So we're hoping to get something out of that.
Overall, the talk in the locker room was what?
Stay positive, keep playing. If we keep playing, we're going to win.
Sounds good. Thanks.
25-20 is the halftime lead for the Silver Streaks. Let's quickly run through our halftime scoreboard. Brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Geneseo, which again we will see coming up in a few weeks in February. Geneseo, an easy winner over Rochelle, 80-57. Weathersfield with a third quarter lead over Princeville, 52-30. At last check, Quincy with a 22-19 lead over Moline. That was about halfway through the third quarter down at the Devil's Den. And still looking to see how things are shaking out in that Richwoods-Manuel game. Again, Richwoods had an early lead. Manuel had come back to tie it by the end of the third quarter. Now Quincy leads 22-21 over Moline with just over 3 minutes left to go in the game there. I want to remind you that Silver Streaks girls have some big action coming up tomorrow. They'll get things started at 9:06 for the pregame with Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson. And I know that's a big game, but there's that matchup with Morton looming later in the day.
Are they any good?
Yeah, the number two team in the state.
Defending state champs?
Yeah. Morton girls lost to East Peoria tonight, 37-35.
Is that right?
East Peoria was up 23-5 at the half.
What in the world?
So check in with Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson on the call tomorrow and find out what was going on there. Ross with a three to start the third quarter. And he comes up short. Thompson with a rebound. Eric up, rolls off. There's Cody with the offensive putback. And that one is off the mark. And out comes Rock Island with it. Streaks get 3 cracks at it. Nearly point blank range. And then in offense transition the other direction. Neville gets fouled by Hawthorne, his third.
Yeah, I groan not just because of the foul, but it's Cody. We don't even play a half a minute, and he picks up his third foul. And he's not going to get many minutes on the court tonight, being in foul trouble the way this is going.
Well, and after getting 3 cracks at the basket, 2 from just right underneath, no less. And then Rock Island comes out with a rebound and in transition, gets to the free throw line, cuts the deficit to 4, and now 3, as Neville makes them both. And he's got 7 for the game now, 25-22. Just underway in the second half. Now Olsen will play the point, bring it into the front court, and gets it in to Devin Ross. Works his way to the left arc. Cut off there. Up top, Hawthorne. Right side, Jarrett Olson. Into the right side. Ross skips it up top. Down low, Hawthorne. Double pump. Puts it up. That one's off the mark again. Rebound. Thompson gets tied up in the lane. And we've got a held ball called. The official farthest away from the action called the held ball. It looked like the official right underneath, close to the action. I thought he was going to call a foul on the arm. And he let the man way away from the action call it.
Rocky can tie it up now. Ball in their possession. Down just 3. They've come nearly all the way back after Galesburg dominated a good part of the first half.
And now Thompson with a steal. Inlet pass intended underneath for Ellis. And Eric just got in the middle of it and broke it up. Other end, Ross pulls up free throw line off the back rim. Streaks have missed five shots in the first minute plus of the third quarter. Driving all the way to the other end, running layup, won't go down. Chased down by Ellis on the rebound and stolen away by Ross. Pass again intended for the low blocks, and Devin got in the middle of that one and broke it up. Back come the Streaks in the lane. Yeah. Meeker with a right-hand floater. You need a basket, go to Ethan. Right?
Yeah. Well, and that's where I'd like to see us shoot, especially with, again, Miles not in there. Devin shot twice this half, but one time he was leaning and off balance. The other time was a three. I want Devin in that lane shooting the ball because that's where he does his damage, and I don't think Rock Island can stop him.
5-point Galesburg lead, 6:15 to go. We're just underway in the third quarter. Up top, Ellis swings it around left side. And a push foul call on Jarrett Olson. We can see that one from up here as he was guarding Corey Freeman dribbling along the arc. That is a second on Olson. We'll go along with two on Meeker and three on Hawthorne. Cody stays on the floor despite picking up that quick third foul just underway in the third quarter. We're down to 6:08 to go. 27-22 Streaks. Galesburg trying to go 5-0. A perfect swing to the first half of the Western Big Six Conference. Rock Island with a victory would tie up the Silver Streaks for first place. And, of course, United Township and Quincy watching this action very closely down in their games.
Now the back door
cut again, and Jones finishes it off again. He got the one right before halftime, and he gets one early third quarter here.
Not sure how we didn't recognize that. You could see that coming from
Meeker
a long ways
off. Meeker in the lane
off
with a right hand up and in. And a quick timeout by Mike Reynolds. Ethan attacked, didn't he? He was on the left wing. He found an opening. Once he faked left, went right, lost his man out there, weaved into the lane, and he found the opening with a right hand.
Ethan's kind of interesting. Sometimes you can see him just get a little ticked off on the other end of the court, and you just know he's going to make something happen when he goes down with the ball, and he did that again there.
He has the Streaks only two baskets of this second half so far. Galesburg 2 of 7, but Meeker in double figures with 13 now.
Again, our thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation not only tonight, not only during basketball season, but all season long, football, boys basketball, girls basketball, tonight driving in the 2015 Nissan Rogue, providing us a wonderful ride up and back tonight, but also want to mention the Nissan Sentras, the 2015 Sentras that are leasing for now $225 a month with no money down. Very popular option these days, leasing a vehicle. Stop by Galesburg Nissan, talk to Chad Warren or Jeff Klink or any of the guys there. J.D. Putnam will be happy to talk to you about that. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street next to the Sandburg Mall.
Coming out of the Galesburg timeout, Rock Island with the ball. Silver Streaks on top, 29-24. Monmouth-Roseville leads West Hancock, 40-32, end of the third quarter there. Up top, Watson dribbles a couple times, now works around Hawthorne and takes it right at Cody, who gets a block from the backside, but then it's Ellis who chases down the rebound for Rock Island, looking to go back door to Jones. Now Ellis finally passes it away out near half court. And they'll reset the offense. 5 minutes to play, third quarter. Silver Streaks lead by five. Manuel leads Richwood, 60-57, 2 minutes to go in that one. Up top, hesitation drive, now down the left side of the lane. Neville takes it all the way, and the Streaks let him go. Once he got a step on his man out high, he was off to the races down the lane, and nobody came over to help out. Ethan at the other end tripped up as he works his way into the lane, and that's the second foul on Rock Island here in the second half.
Well, I'm pretty sure I don't want the game going down to the wire with Neville with a ball in his hands at the end of the game.
Yeah.
Let's not let that happen because I'm not sure we can stop him in a situation like that if we have to.
First foul on Jason Jones. Meeker from the right wing misses a three. And the rebound, Rock Island. Leading the break, other end, down the lane, Jones. Probably got fouled twice by Eric Thompson. No foul called, but Jones finished off the lay-in. And the Rocks are within one at 29-28. Rock Island doing a better job of rebounding here in the third quarter. Helped out by a lot of Galesburg misses, and their lead is down to one. Ross has the ball poked away. 10th Galesburg turnover. Other end, Rock Island for the lead, and the layup by Watson. 30-29, Rock Island has come all the way back for a one-point lead halfway through quarter number three. Meeker into the front court. He'll play the point now on this possession. Between the circles with the dribble, left side, Ross up the left sideline. Back up top to Hawthorne. Meeker on the right elbow. Olson comes out for it. Fires a three. A little bit long. Weak side rebound. Rock Island controlling the boards now as Freeman pulls it down. Other end, double team. Foul on Eric Thompson. And that's going to put Neville right back at the line.
Well, at least in the half court right now, it just seems like Rock Island has a real good idea of exactly what they're wanting to do. Silver Streak's not so much, but, you know, we still depend on hitting some outside shots, and we're just not making anything right now.
Nope, 2 for 9 is what I have the streaks here in the third quarter. And the first free throw by Neville is up and in. He's got 5 in the quarter. He had 5 the entire first half.
Needs something from Jared Olson, but so far he's just not been able to provide that perimeter shot. He's getting rushed a little bit, and he's a guy that likes to take a little bit longer to get squared up and having trouble from the outside.
Neville makes them both. He's 4 for 4 from the line in the quarter, matching the number of free throws Rock Island shot the entire first half. He's got 6 in the quarter, 11 for the game, and the Rocks are up 3 now. Their biggest lead was 4 early in the game. And a little token, three-quarter court trap, waiting for Ethan Meeker as he works it across midcourt, right up the middle. On the left side, Thompson. Nobody coming out to guard him, so he passes it away. Devin on the right side in front of his bench. Back left side over to Olson. Drives down to the baseline, under the basket. Leaves it off behind him to Hawthorne. Dribbled, reach in, ball knocked away. Here come the Rocks after the turnover. Into the front court, Watson. Fakes right, goes left, misses it. Nobody blocked him out. Got the rebound, slapped away by Meeker, and Watson saves it back behind him. 3 rebounds by Watson in this quarter after none in the first half, and now Rock Island mishandles the ball and kicks it out of bounds. I don't know what Jones was doing over there. There was nobody guarding him. Just got careless with it, and the Streaks with it back down 3 now. Quincy with a 1-point lead over Moline into the third quarter. And now early fourth quarter, it's 28-27 Devils.
Now that scoring is kind of like Moline would like it, I think. They've played some great defense, obviously.
Olson, right wing, 3.
There we go.
There he finally knocks one down. 0 for 3 prior to that from the outside. Olson ties the game at 32 with his first basket of the game. He's got 5 for the night. 2:40 to go, third quarter. On the left side, Freeman. Up top, Ellis. Fake the pass inside, keeps it on the outside. Richardson back into the game. Lob inside, down low to Ellis. Goes under the basket. Caught there. Kicks it out left corner. Richardson airballs the 3. Under the basket, Cavante with the rebound. Now the GHS student section into it. Meeker at the other end spins into a double team and a block as he forces the shot up. He was caught in no man's land down low. Freeman got the block and the rebound. Other end, offensive foul. Yes, on Jason Jones. Shaw there to draw the charge. Second foul of the game on Jones.
I was going to say, guess who? There's not many streaks that try and draw that charge, but Cavante did. Was leaning back just a little at the point of contact, but kept his feet there and got the charge.
2:10 to go, third quarter. Tie ball game, 32 apiece. For the Streaks, it's Meeker, Shaw, Olson, Ross, and Thompson. Devin will bring it up midcourt, backpedaling Richardson on the man-to-man defense. Shaw back behind him to Ross. White down the lane, up and in with the right hand. Devin recognized it. The waters parted, and he attacked it. And now a turnover. Olson misses the running layup, and he'll go to the line shooting 2. 12 turnovers on Rock Island, and the Streaks' second-best free-throw shooter on the season goes to the line, Olson at 81%.
Well, just when it looked like Rock Island might be ready to assert themselves in this game, getting that 3-point lead, the 3 by Olson kind of got it jump-started, a bad miss by the Rocks, the Streaks get another shot, and now Olson with free throws, first one is perfect.
He's got 4 in the quarter, 6 for the game. Just like that, Streaks back up 3 again now, 35-32, Thompson out, Cody Hawthorne back in. Hawthorne again with those 3 fouls. The 4th team foul here in the quarter was the 2nd of the game on Aaron Kroos. And the free throw by Olson gives him 5 for the calf. 36-32, Galesburg by 4. Trying to reestablish command of this game after leading by 11 in the first half and then watching it dwindle away for Rock Island regaining the lead. Streaks have scored 7 in a row to go back up by 4. Fake 3 in the left corner. Neville steps inside the arc, skips it back out. 3 by Watson is in and out. Rebound batted out of bounds by Rock Island.
Well, love to see us force them to continue shooting perimeter shots. They're the most dangerous when they're attacking the basket.
Manuel ends up coming from behind to defeat Richwood, 67-60. So the Rams stay red hot. Ross across midcourt, fires it through the lane. Hawthorne dribbles it, stolen away by Rock Island. Rocks back in transition, Neville with a layup.
Turnover bucket, ouch.
And just like that, Rock Island back within two, 36-34. Minute to go, third quarter.
I think every time Cody's put the ball on the floor tonight, it's been a turnover.
Ross across midcourt, and a hand check foul out high on Jay Richardson as Ross brought it across midcourt. And that's a 15 foul on Rock Island here in the second half, second of the game on Richardson. Meeker, Olson, Shaw and Hawthorne on the floor. Ross on the inbound into the backcourt to Jarrett. Olson with a right-hand dribble, crosses over to the left with Neville picking him up defensively at half court. Hawthorne with a pass out high, right side over to Olson. He goes into the right corner to Devin Ross with 42 seconds to go, third quarter. Streaks with a two-point lead. Devin out high to Shaw. Streaks spread it out, something partially resembling the four corners. Rock Island going to let them wind this one all the way down. They have totally backed off of Kevonte Shaw way out high. And Shaw's just standing there with the ball resting on his left hip, and nobody's within 20 feet of him. Down to 18 seconds to go. Now Meeker comes out high for it. Kevonte still with the ball. Nobody guarding Kevonte. So now he starts to dribble away with a man-to-man defense against Meeker right next to him. Kevonte into the lane. Spin moves. Lost the handle on it. And a reach-in foul called on Aaron Crose. And that's his third.
Well, it's going to work out pretty well for us, it looks like. But you got to give credit to Rock Island. They did exactly. They had Jason Jones on Meeker. The Streaks wanted Meeker to start the offense. They would not let him have the ball. And so it forced Shaw to do that. He got fouled going down the lane.
Five team fouls. Streaks have to inbound it with 4 seconds to go. Out high, Shaw. He'll fire the three. That's an air ball under the basket. Up with a Devin Ross, and he gets fouled. The air ball, we were just talking about the NC State game, what, last weekend? It almost works out exactly the same with Shaw airballing a three from way outside, and with a tenth of a second left, Ross gets fouled on an offensive putback.
And we'll get two free throws. He was in the act of shooting and makes the first. Yeah, because the air ball from a distance, if you're a defender, you're finding your man, you're turning around, you're boxing out, you're waiting for it to come off the rim, and when it doesn't, you don't know that it's not going to catch any iron.
And the Streaks' best free throw shooter on the season, Devin Ross, knocks down two free throws at 38-34. And now a conversation amongst the officials right in front of Devin Ross, who's still standing at the free throw line, eavesdropping.
I have no idea what this conversation is about. It's not a time that you usually see a confab.
Now I see the one official pointing down. A technical foul.
That's not going to go well for us. Mike Reynolds
is
really
unhappy. Really upset. What's the technical foul on?
He better be careful. He'll pick up another one there. He's as hot as I've seen him all year.
So the three of them stand there at the free throw line right in front of where Devin Ross had just knocked down two free throws. They talk it over. And do they just call one on Mike?
Or is that the same one?
That's what I'm wondering. He didn't blow the whistle again, so he just walked out.
I think it's the same one.
He indicated technical foul. The crowd certainly reacted like Mike just got called with one, but again, they did not blow the whistle. Well, this needs an explanation, because they stand there and they talk about it for the longest time, and then they come out and they say, okay, technical foul. For what? We missed something there.
Yeah, I don't know if it was somebody checking in at the scores table that didn't check in, or that it was a dead ball with one-tenth of a second left after a free throw. I don't know. I don't think anything was said. Now, it might have gotten said afterwards. Mike Reynolds could have said anything as mad as he was there, but Rock Island, you can't get a shot off in a tenth of a second, they say.
And they're just going to inbound into the backcourt, so they don't even try. So Neville hits the two free throws at the end of the third quarter. So Ross's two free throws get negated by the Neville free throws, and at the end of three, it's 38-36. We got a ball game heading to the fourth. Streaks up two. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Exciting Silver Streak basketball and the exciting lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs at Galesburg Nissan. From one end of the court to the other, we feature the most dependable and fuel-efficient dream team. New to our lineup, the 2016 Nissan Titan full-size pickup featuring the powerful Cummins V8 diesel engine. Towing capacity of a three-quarter ton with half-ton comfort and features never before offered on a full-size truck. Check it out now at Galesburg Nissan, where you just can't buy a Nissan for less.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Dennis Twitty State Farm on Henderson Street, helping you manage the risks of everyday life, recover from the unexpected, and realize your dreams. And by Animal Medical Center, providing the finest veterinary care possible on the corner of Carl Sandburg Drive and Seminary Street.
The Galesburg Silver Streaks take on the Normal U-High Pioneers tomorrow morning in the Martin Luther King Tournament as the girls' side gets ready to wrap up. I'm Tom Meredith. Join Eric Gibson and me for the pregame at 9:10 on WGIL.
All right, Silver Streaks fall behind in the third quarter, score 7-0, row rally back. And after leading by 5 at the half, still lead here at the end of 3, but it's down to 2, 38-36. Streaks will have the ball to begin the fourth quarter with Meeker, Olson, Ross, Hawthorne, and Shaw. Thompson, the only starter not on the floor to begin the fourth quarter. 38-36 Streaks. Shaw on the outside, works his way left. Now dribbles back right, inside the top of the arc. Right side over to Ross. Devin dribbling right. Here comes the trap, backs up toward half court. Hawthorne in the midcourt circle. Right back to Cody, out to Meeker for 3. Good! Meeker with 7 in the half, 16 for the game. Galesburg by 5, 41-36.
Let's see, going into this quarter, basically a dead heat. A 2-point lead. Whoever plays better for one quarter wins this one, and the Streaks would love to put out as good a fourth quarter as they did a first quarter tonight and walk out of here with the W.
Corey Freeman, Jason Jones, Lacey Watson, C.J. Neville, and Jacob Ellis on the floor for the Rocks to start the second or the fourth quarter. Ellis with a miss. Meeker comes out with it after the rebound after getting bumped. Takes it all the way. Layup up and in with a left hand. Meeker with 5 in the quarter. And just like that, the Streaks with a quick spurt in the fourth go up by 7, under 7 minutes to play.
Right away, put the pressure on the home team now. After Rock Island had their little run there around the 30-point mark, the Streaks coming back to reassert that 7-point lead.
Neville fakes the 3, down the lane, up and in with Ellis. Good feed, drew the defense, left Ellis wide open for the right-handed layup. 43-38, Galesburg by 5. Ross pulls up short of midcourt, still with a dribble, under 6.5 minutes to go for the game. 5-point Streaks lead, 43-38. Shaw up top, has an opening in the lane, goes down it, feeds it over to Hawthorne. 15-foot jumper, in and out. Rebound Rock Island. I think the guys are taking the shots who Rock Island wants to take the shots. They take advantage of it there. Left side, Jones driving, gets fouled. I think that's going to be on Cavante on the floor, curling in from the left side of the lane. Oh, they call it on Ethan. His third, 15 foul on the streak, 6:06 to play in the game. To the free throw line, Jason Jones. 4 points in the half, 13 for the game, misses the first free throw. Galesburg by 5, just over 6 minutes to go in the game. Second free throw is well off the mark. Jones missed them both. Break for the Silver Streaks. Hawthorne gets the rebound. So Rock Island misses an opportunity. Still down 5. Under 6 to go for the game. Left corner, Olson, quick 3. A little bit long. Under the basket, wide open.
There
Hawthorne
you go,
rebound.
Cody. Perfect timing to come up big.
And players down in the backcourt between Olson and Jones. They call a foul on Jones to the delight of the Galesburg crowd.
Well, and a good crowd it is, too. Not only the adults, but a good-sized student section made the trip up for this. And it's a pleasure to see that many folks coming up for this big game at Rock Island to cheer on the team, which is working towards our students right now.
45-38, Streaks with a 7-point lead and the ball. 5:40 to go in the game. Devin Ross in between the midcourt circle. Works his way left again. Here comes the trap. Devin almost went into the backcourt again. Ball poked away. He picks it up on the drive. Leaves it off for Thompson, who throws it away. 13th turnover. Jones, other end. Strong to the basket and up and in with the right hand.
Almost be surprised if anybody but Jones or Neville takes a shot for Rock Island down the stretch here. They're just a step faster than everybody when they get it in their hands.
Ross again brings it across midcourt. The trap does not come this time. He works his way right in front of the Galesburg bench. Picks up the dribble there. Richardson, or rather Freeman, all over it. Thompson back behind him to Jared Olson. Eric trying to set a screen. Jared kind of runs into his own man, passes it away to Ethan Rather. Meeker backs up near half court, under five to play.
Jared was trying to cut off that screen as tight as he could. He ended up hurting his shoulder a little bit. He reached up and grabbed it after he ran into Eric, and we've got a whistle and a foul on the Rocks.
Yep, hip check as Meeker drove his way from the top of the arc left over toward the wing. That'll be the third foul on Lacey Watson. And it'll put Meeker at the line, shooting a 1-1. Meeker at 71.5% on the season. 8 team fouls on Rock Island. Stops the clock with 4:50 to play. And Galesburg with a 5-point lead. Ball hung on the rim and then dropped off. Watson with a rebound. He's got 5 boards now for Rock Island. Big miss by the free throw at the free throw line for the Silver Streaks. Midcourt circle, now left side. Jones leaves it off, driving in. Here's Watson into the lane. Curls around Cody Hawthorne. And we've got an offensive foul. How about that? Yep.
He was dribbling with one hand and reached that elbow around. And boy, Tom Siegel's not very happy about that.
14 Rock Island turnovers, and that's the fourth foul on Lacey Watson now.
Wow. In fact, Siegel's assistant came back and pulled him back. I think he was afraid Tom was going to say the wrong thing right there, and that's not very Siegel-like. He's usually pretty composed.
Ross up top in the midcourt circle. Here comes that trap again, falling into the backcourt. He passes it away to Meeker. Ball poked away from behind. Rock Island gets it. And now Meeker at the other end, and a late whistle as Watson got the benefit of the bounce pass on the outlet. And then Ethan going past him, reached back, poked it loose, but they call Ethan for his fourth foul. 14 turnovers on the Streaks now. And the 6th team foul. Watson was on his way to the basket, but he wasn't shooting, and I think now they are going to say Rocks will have to inbound it.
Both of these guards, both teams getting put to the test here, especially for the Silver Streaks. Rock Island taking chances, pushing so many people up toward half court. You think, well, just get it to the baseline. Well, that's easier said than done because they got guys with hands in your face and poking it away from behind if you hold on to the ball for any amount of time.
So now Olsen will have to guard Jones. Meeker instead switches off on Freeman, who's less of an offensive threat. Here's a long three by Neville, and that got blocked by Devin Ross. Cody Hawthorne comes up with it on the rebound for the Silver Streaks. Galesburg with the ball on a 5-point lead, driving. Meeker blocked, and he gets fouled going into the basket. He'll get 2 free throws.
A late whistle on that one. Meeker's shot went up. He'd already rebounded it and was on the floor, and then the whistle came.
Is that 5 on Watson? The horn sounded. The light on the backboard is lit up. Is that Watson? I don't know who else it could be. Was there anyone at the table to come in? They say it was a 3rd foul on Jacob Ellis. So now Meeker goes to the line shooting 2, where he just missed the front end of a 1-1 a moment ago. Still the officials trying to get this straightened out. Mike Reynolds getting a brief explanation. And now Ethan will shoot the 2 free throws. Meeker's first one up and in. He's got 6 in the quarter and 19 for the game. Galesburg leads by 6, 46-40. Second one up. Perfect. 7 in the quarter for Ethan Meeker. 7 is the lead, 47-40. 3:45 to play here at the Rock Garden. A battle of Western Big Six Conference title contenders. Here's a near steal by Meeker. The deflection right back to Rock Island. Neville for 3, and the ball wedges between the iron and the backboard, and the alternating possession keeps it with the Rocks.
About once a year you see that.
Yep, that's about right.
If you stand outside and shot the ball 100 times, you couldn't do it. It's just a rarity, but it sure wedged in there, and unfortunately for Galesburg, the arrow was going Rock Island's way, so they get it back. Our guards have done a nice job getting out and altering some of the Rock Island shots here the last few trips.
Tom Brady in charge of inflating the basketballs tonight. Feed on the inbound to Corey Freeman, who got free wide in for the layup. Boy, they run some nice inbounds plays, don't they?
They do. Mike Reynolds with the start of the timeout there comes out with his palms up like, what are you guys doing?
47-42, timeout on the floor. 3:33 to go in the game. Streaks lead by 5. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business, by Arby's on North Henderson Street, and by Caring Hands Animal Clinic,
caring hands, caring hearts, next to Bart Optical on Henderson Street.
Opportunities knocking. If your business is looking to hire, there's no better way to reach thousands of prospective candidates than radio. Learn all about it at galesburg.info, keyword jobs. You'll talk to people at work, home, and play. That's the power of radio.
WGIL congratulates Larry Whitaker of Galesburg, who won $30 when he was spotted wearing the WGIL button. To find out where to pick up your button, go to WGIL.com.
.333 to go in the game, 47-42. Galesburg with a 5-point lead over Rock Island, and the Streaks will have the ball coming out of this timeout.
Now, the word we were getting on that technical we couldn't figure out a while back on Galesburg was saying there might have been too many men on the court.
Which the Streaks just got whistled for a technical on that over the Martin Luther King tournament. I mean, you see it every once in a while in football, too many men on the field, but not in basketball. Now he's seen it twice in a week. Yeah. An offensive foul called as Olsen drives into the lane as he passed it away. He ran into Corey Freeman. That's 15 turnovers on the Streaks and 3 fouls on Jared Olsen.
Freeman did a pretty good acting job on that, too, hitting the floor when I'm not sure he got run into all that hard. But, hey, that's part of the art of the defense is to see what you can sell out there, especially in a critical time like this.
Come down to the last possession at Quincy with the Blue Devils leading Moline by 1. Maroons with the ball with 4 seconds to go. Here, 3:15 to go. Streaks lead Rock Island 47-42, but the Rocks have the ball, trying to avoid their second straight home loss. Driving down the right side of the lane, Jones just kind of throws it up toward the basket.
Good job by Thompson to come over and help out on that, altered the shot.
And now Meeker gets trapped, knocked down after the rebound by Cody Hawthorne, and that gets tied up, and on the alternating possession, Streaks will hang on to it, avoiding a turnover after really kind of an out-of-control shot by Jason Jones. Now on the inbound to Meeker, and there's a hack foul called on Jones. Right underneath the Rock Island basket, Jones came in from the backside and reached around, tried to knock it out of Ethan's hands.
Yeah.
So now we got 4 on Jones, 4 on Lacey Watson, 3 each on Ellis and Kroos. For the Silver Streaks, 4 on Meeker, 3 on Hawthorne and Olsen.
That's an awful foul by Jones. If you do that with 30 seconds left, you're down 5. I get it, but 3:02 to play.
And now putting the Streaks in the double bonus, yeah, with Meeker at the line. First one up and in. Made him pay.
I mean, Jones had no chance to steal that ball. That was really a silly foul on his part.
8 points in the quarter, 12 in the half, and 21 for the game for Meeker. But he missed the second one. Collision in the lane. The ball is free. Chased down by Hawthorne. Saved out to Meeker.
Oh.
Off the back rim. Thompson with the rebound.
Wow.
And gets thrown down on the putback. He'll get 2 free throws.
Well, Eric's having a nice little active stretch here. He altered that one shot by Jones, we said, on this last trip down. And then now on that, he was way up for the rebound there and got pulled down, almost a horse collar from the backside on that.
Just the first foul on C.J. Neville. And Eric Thompson with his first point since the first quarter. He has 5 for the game. Streaks lead by 7, 49-42. 2:54 to play in the game. Still an eternity. I have Cody Hawthorne and Jim for 5 rebounds in this fourth quarter. 6 for the game. Thompson makes the second. Galesburg by 8. 50-42.
Beautiful to see Eric late in the game come up and knock in 2 free throws as he grabs the seat for a little bit. Probably not for too long.
UT with a 10-point lead over Alleman. 2.5 minutes to go in that game. Low-scoring affair. 36-26 is the Panthers' lead. Up top, Neville weaves through the lane and a reach foul by Darius Sammons, knocking it out of the hands of Neville, and he'll shoot a 1-1. And Neville was 6-for-6 from the free throw line in the third quarter. And he's got 15 on the night. So Meeker and Thompson back in. Sammons and Shaw out. So again, Meeker not on the floor defensively right now because of those 4 fouls. But he's back in as the Streaks anticipate getting the ball back one way or another here with Neville at the line shooting the first one off the back rim. And there's Ethan with the rebound. So the Rocks 0-for-3 from the free throw line in this fourth quarter, and now Meeker gets fouled in the backcourt.
Well, if Rock Island wants to keep sending Ethan Meeker to the foul line the last 3 minutes, that's just fine with us.
Second foul on Neville. Meeker only 3-for-5 from the line in this game. For the season coming in, 71.4%. And he's getting 2 here with the Streaks and the double bonus the rest of the way. The first one is good. 9 in the quarter, 22 for the game for Ethan Meeker. And it's a 9-point Galesburg lead, 51-42.
Salmon's ready to check in for Meeker after the free throw if it's made.
It is. 23 in the game for Ethan Meeker. 10-point Galesburg lead, 52-42, 2:36 to play. And the Streaks put on the full court press, at least to force Rock Island to inbound it in the backcourt without rolling it up to take any without taking any time off the clock.
How about Salmon's on Jones? That's quick on quick.
Now he switches, or rather, it's Ross.
On Neville.
On Neville. On the outside, pass up top. Neville fakes right, goes left, slips down, comes up, still with a dribble, down the right side, and a reach in by Devin, stealing it away. Lots of reaching going on by these guys. Got away with some steals early in the game, but getting called every time here late in the fourth quarter, 2:17 to play. Just the first foul of the game on Devin Ross.
Well, Neville pulled a Marcus Haynes that time. He was dribbling, went to the floor, just kept his dribble, and got back up with the dribble going on. For those of you who aren't 45-plus, Marcus Haynes was a great dribbling player for the Harlem Globetrotters.
And another missed free throw by Rock Island. And another Cody Hawthorne rebound. He's got seven. Meeker into the front court. Ross, back door to Hawthorne. Here's Thompson with a two-handed jam, flying in from the left baseline.
Well, that got the Galesburg crowd really fired up, especially the student body.
12-point lead. Back comes Rock Island. Missed three by Neville. Ellis with a weak side rebound. Put back Baby Hook gets his own rebound again, up and in. And Rock Island calls timeout with a minute 50 to go, down 10.
Huge trip for the Rocks to get 2 points out of that, and they had to get three cracks at it. Galesburg, we've gotten sucked under the basket too far, and the rebounds were just caroming out a little bit too much and cost us the deuce. But still, I'll take a 10-point lead and the ball with 1:50 to go.
54-44. Time to start talking about some Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time players of the game, huh, Jim Lee?
Yeah, I mean, we've had really an excellent fourth quarter, certainly from Meeker. You mentioned Hawthorne rebounding. I thought Eric Thompson's been very active in this fourth quarter. Those three stand out to me right now, but I can't really pinpoint a particular play.
Brimfield holds off Lewis down 50-48. Indians were down 16. That's Lewis down was down 16 in the fourth quarter and had a chance to win at the buzzer. Yeah. But Brimfield holds on by two.
Battle of Indians there. Good ones.
Mercer County with a 47-43 win over Galva. Quincy holds off Moline 35-34. So a big win for the Blue Devils as Moline battled them right down to the end. And Quincy improves to 3-2. UT trying to go 4-2. Rock Island trying to avoid going 4-2. Streaks trying to go 5-0. Minute 50 to play. 10-point Galesburg lead coming out of the Rock Island timeout. Ross inbound to Hawthorne. Gets it away to Jared Olson right away and fouled immediately from the backside. Jay Richardson with his third. And the Streaks will be perfectly content to have Jared Olson at the line. 4-for-4 in the game and 81% on the season.
I don't think Rock Island coach Tom Siegel was very happy with that foul either. Foul the other team's best free throw shooter. You'd like to at least...
Actually, second best. Devin has passed him in the free throw percentage. He sure has.
Wow.
Devin's at 83% coming into this game.
All right.
Olson at the line. First one up and in. Sure nice to have two guards shooting better than 80% on the season, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. We've had seasons. We couldn't find anybody that could shoot 70%.
Or 60% sometimes. All right. Olson puts the Streaks up 11, 55-44. Minute 48 to go. Second free throw. And the lead is a dozen.
Well, Mike Reynolds told you in the pregame, Brad, I'd like to get the free throw line a lot, and he is in the second half.
Meeker with five, Olson with two, Thompson with two, all in the free throw line in this fourth quarter. A driving right-handed shot.
Ooh.
Hawthorne gets hit hard, goes down, rolls over on his hands and knees, and now Mike Reynolds calls timeout. And he's up smiling, pumping his fist. I don't think Cody feels like pumping his fists right now. He went down hard coming out with that rebound.
Yeah, I was afraid he was holding his wrist there for a while, but he's not holding anything. He walks back to the huddle very slowly. I think he's more disgusted than anything else, but that was a big rebound. Silver Streaks now with a 12-point lead in the ball, 1:35 to go. Things looking very good to sweep through this first half of the conference season.
You talked about Mike Reynolds talking about getting guys to the free throw line. He also talked about rebounding. I'm liking Cody Hawthorne more and more for a Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. 7 rebounds in this fourth quarter. He had 1 in the first three.
Well, and you know, he's fought back through. I mean, he struggled through foul problems. as we chronicled, he struggled with some turnovers, putting the ball on the floor, but he's come up very big in some key situations here late.
Again, 1:35 left in the game. Silver Streaks have a 12-point lead, 56-44, trying to go 5-0 in the Western Big Six, the first half of the Western Big Six Conference. With, again, those big five games still to come, with UT playing very well, coming out of the timeout for the Silver Streaks. Inbound to Olson. They don't want to foul him. He goes up top over to Devin Ross. Streaks need to get into the front court, and they do to Ethan Meeker. Meeker, a little reach foul from the backside by Freeman, will put Ethan back at the line.
You know, the beauty of this is, and this is what we had hoped, you know, you said, well, there's Olson, they don't want to foul him. Well, then they threw it to Ross, thinking, well, they don't want to foul him.
Right.
Then he threw it to Meeker, thinking, well, they don't want to foul him. That's great to have three guys that can all handle the ball well and can all shoot free throws well late in these big games.
Again, second foul on Corey Freeman, and Meeker makes the first. It's a 13-point lead. Again, Rock Island has not lost back-to-back games in the conference for 7 years.
Much less on their home court.
They have won the Western Big Six Conference for 6 straight seasons. Meeker makes both. A 14-point lead for the Streaks with a minute 24 to go in the game, looking for their first win over the Rocks since December of 2012.
If the Rocks keep fouling us, this may be a 20-point game before it's all done.
Neville into the front court. Leaves it off. They're trying a little weave out high. Instead, going down the lane, Freeman short arms the ball. 9 rebounds for Cody Hawthorne. Gets it into the hands of Ross in the backcourt. Triple team, and they steal the ball away. Down the lane, right side, up and off with the right hand. Kevontae Shaw with a rebound, and he gets grabbed by C.J. Neville, who shows the good sportsmanship, immediately reaches out and helps Kevontae up off the floor. Boy, they had 2 really high-percentage shots down there. They just missed them both.
And this time,
WGIL
there to clear the rebound
you
on
to Galesburg.
Here's one.
A minute one
WGIL
to go, and a 58-44 lead for the Galesburg Silver Streaks with Kevontae Shaw at the line. That's the guy who the Rocks would want there. He's only 49% for the season. Come on, Kevontae. Help out the lead. There's the first one.
Well, and we know he's a better free-throw shooter than that. This has been an aberration this year, and that one was perfect.
59-44, again, 61 seconds to play. Kevontae eyes the second one, and it's off the back rim, and a foul on the rebound. And that's against Galesburg. We're going to walk it the other direction. Now, that won't make Mike Reynolds very happy.
No, but I tell you, it's kind of prolonging the agony right now for the Rock Island faithful. They look up, barring some disaster, we're going to get out of here with a win. 15-point lead for the Silver Streaks. When this quarter started, it was a 2-point game.
Silver Streaks are 12 of 15 from the free throw line in this fourth quarter. Rock Island still looking for its first made free throw. They are 0 for 5 in the fourth quarter.
Well, the Rock Island body language not good right now for the Rocks.
So after Lacey Watson misses, he's still standing at the free throw line after everybody else has gone into the huddle. With a timeout with 61 seconds to play, Streaks up 15. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
WGIL, proudly connecting you to Galesburg.
Here's one from the WGIL calendar of events. Beginning Monday, Knox County Triad presents the Senior Police Academy, a series of Monday workshops teaching safety techniques to senior citizens on topics from the 911 system to choosing the right nursing home. Get details about the Senior Police Academy at WGIL.com.
This public service message is proudly presented by the local staff and management and ownership at WGIL.
Hi, this is Al Hayden. Listen for me Saturday mornings at 6:15 on Bass Pro Shops Outdoor Report here on WGIL.
Looks like it's going to happen, but we're still 61 seconds away. Galesburg leads Rock Island 59-44. We mentioned at the top of the broadcast as Lacey Watson misses the second free throw. Rock Island gets a hand on the rebound, batted out of the hands of Alec Jacobs by Ethan Meeker, and the Rocks will hang on to it.
Meeker trying to sell it that it was off the Rock Island player, but couldn't get an audience with the officials there. Rocks will inbound with under a minute to go.
Tom Siegel, since coming to Rock Island, is 29-4 as a head coach against the Galesburg Silver Streaks. So not only have they won 6 straight titles in the Western Big Six, it's been rare for the Streaks to get any kind of victory over the Rocks since Duncan Reed retired. Jacobs well off the mark with a three.
Well, their starters are gone.
Kevontae Shaw with a rebound, and they even back off of Kevontae. They don't even foul him right away. And the Streaks are going to bring it into the front court, and will they be allowed to just dribble this clock out with 35 seconds to play?
Sure looks like it. Galesburg fans on their feet, all applauding, and this doesn't happen often, folks, to get to stand here and applaud the final minute of a game at the Rock Garden with a game in the bag for the Silver Streaks in first place in the conference.
You should be singing the Rock Chalk chant. Down to 16 seconds to go. Galesburg with a 59-44 lead. Meeker in the midcourt circle, dribbling left. They just want to dribble out the clock. Rock Island's pushing the defense out. Down to 5 seconds to go. And now Olsen with the ball. And the celebration begins. 59-44, Galesburg beats Rock Island for the first time since December of 2012, and they have a two-game lead in the Western Big Six Conference. Post-game show coming up next on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. All together better. And by Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
It's absolutely ivory. A pearly orb, immaculate, lifting your spirit when you're spotted wearing one. It is the new white WGIL button. You could win up to $500. And wouldn't that be heavenly?
Pick up yours today at Carmark Tyron Auto in the Sandberg Mall, F&M Bank, all three Galesburg locations, and at Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. For details, visit WGIL.com.
Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Templeton Roofing, best in roofs. Galesburg's commercial and residential roofing contractor since 1930. By attorney Tricia Blake at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg. And by Two Painted Ladies on Seminary Street, offering upcycled furniture and unique handcrafted gifts.
The official WGIL forecast tonight, cloudy skies with a low of 17 and sunshine likely tomorrow with a high of 30. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy skies with a low of 19 and cloudy all day on Sunday with a high of 38 and an overnight low of 28. And rain and snow likely on Monday with a high of 39 and Monday night cloudy skies with a continued chance of snow, a low of 26. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it is 25 at WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds, WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Silver Streaks win it by 15 at Rock Island. Not often you get to say that. Silver Streaks, a two-game lead in the Western Big Six at 5-0. Everybody else has at least two losses. Those everybody else's right now being Rock Island, United Township, and Quincy. And the Silver Streaks overall 21-1 now. And I think a 15-point lead over Rock Island will raise some eyebrows around the state now for an eighth-ranked team that certainly made a statement here tonight.
Yeah, I think maybe the Galesburg student body gets a honorable mention here tonight for the contribution they brought to the court.
They were excitable, weren't they?
They sure were. But here on the court, yeah, absolutely. I'm so glad we won this game and won it convincingly because I was convinced we were the better team here tonight.
Yeah.
And I was afraid after three quarters that somehow the Rocks were going to find a way to win this thing. But pretty early in that fourth quarter, Silver Streaks able to take control, bump that lead up to 7, and then, you know, I'm not sure the Rocks necessarily were intentional in putting us at the line that many times, but their aggressiveness caught up with them, And then when we got to the free throw line, that was the difference. We outscored them 23-10 in that fourth quarter. And I really feel like the better team certainly won this game tonight. Now, lest you think that when we come back to Thiel Gym, it's going to be a cakewalk. I assume William Miles will be back, their 6'8 center.
Right.
That's a pretty big difference. Not that he's all state, but 6'8 is 6'8, and he's athletic, and he would be a shot changer in there that was not in there for them tonight. But Rock Island, to me, is exactly as advertised. Jones and Neville, terrific guards, yep. Quick. But outside of that, really not a whole lot that puts the fear into you if you're trying to guard them. If you can just keep those guys from going crazy on you, you've got a pretty good chance to beat this Rock Island team.
Final score, 59-44. Galesburg 21-1 on the season, 5-0 in the Western Big Six. Rock Island drops to 12-4 and 3-2 in the Western Big Six. Shall we run through some final stats here, first of all? Are we ready for that, Jim?
Yeah, pretty much. Just okay. Got to get the old slide rule out here, otherwise okay. Known as the calculator, and finish up a couple of tabs, and we'll be ready to go.
While you do that, I'll mention our post-game final statistics, as always, brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. We always start off with final team numbers, and certainly say neither team shot well from three-point range tonight. They had Rock Island 1 of 10, 0 of 5 in the second half. They had the Silver Streaks 3 of 16, 2 of 8 in the second half. So nobody will get any excited about any long-range shooting tonight in this game.
And that's where statistics can be deceiving. If you'd have told me we were going to go 3 of 16 from 3 up here tonight coming in, I wouldn't have liked our chances very well.
But if you had also told me that the Silver Streaks would get 20, and I had that right, 23 free throws compared to 16 for Rock Island, I might have started to think, well, it could happen tonight.
Well, especially when you look at the percentage of them that got made then, too. So.
Yeah, the Silver Streaks, in fact, going into the fourth quarter, had not missed a free throw. They were 8 of 8, and then they shot 12 of 15 in the fourth quarter to help ice this game away and really build the lead up to a very comfortable 15 by the time it was all done.
Yeah. Okay, I think I'm finally ready here.
All right, let's hear what you got. And I'll add up the individual numbers while you tell us about the team numbers. How about that?
All right, shooting pretty much a dead heat here tonight. Rock Island was 17 of 38 from the field, hit for 44%. Silver Streaks, 18 of 43, 42%. An unusual night when we walk out of the Rock Garden with the rebounding battle. But when you looked at the starting lineups, especially, as we said, without Miles playing for Rock Island, Galesburg a clear advantage in there with the size of Thompson and Hawthorne. And it showed 31 rebounds for Galesburg to 20 for the Rocks tonight. And the turnover count, one of the few times this year we had more turnovers than our opponent. We ended up with 16 on the evening while the Rocks had 14. If you're going to lose a turnover battle, a couple of difference, you can live with that. And we can live with a whole lot of things that happened tonight. And what's interesting, Brad, we win this game by 15. I still don't think it was nearly our best basketball that we can play.
No.
And that's encouraging.
Yeah. I'm chuckling to myself here. I may need to go back and replay the interview, just that portion of the interview with Mike Reynolds where I said, okay, if you can draw things up, how are things going to go tonight to help us win this game? What's it going to look like at the end? And he said, well, I'd say, when we're talking about your stats, you're probably talking Jones and Neville, 14, 15 points apiece. Get our guys at the free throw line, get the guys who went at the free throw line shooting that in the game. And, we're always talking about rebounding. And guess what? Jones and Neville tonight, 15 points each. Silver Streaks win the rebounding battle, 31-20. And they outscore Rock Island 20-9 at the free throw line. Silver Streaks were 20 of 23 from the free throw line. You're going to win big games on the road. That's a big part of the formula right there.
Yeah. We've had a couple of nights where we came up big at the line. In fact, I was flipping back trying to think. Maybe it was the Rantoul game. One of the other big games we played, we were really, really special from the free throw line. And, here, really, I didn't even feel like it was a hostile environment so much because we had such good fan support that made their way up here.
Yeah.
and especially going towards those fans in the second half. You know, really the only heated point of this game, I guess both coaches got a little frustrated once, certainly Mike Reynolds on that technical, and then...
Which was not on him. It was called against the team.
Too many men on the court. And then, was it the fourth foul on Jones or Neville? I can't remember who picked up number four down here and on a charge.
I think it was Jones.
And Tom Siegel came a little unglued at that one. But otherwise, for a game of this magnitude, everybody held themselves pretty well in check.
So Jones and Neville, 30 of the 44 for Rock Island. Lacey Watson, Corey Freeman each with four, and Jay Richardson and Jacob Ellis each with two. 25 for Ethan Meeker to lead the streaks. Devin Ross also in double figures with 12. Jared Olson, 9. Eric Thompson, 8. Cody Hawthorne, 4. Led the streaks with 9 rebounds and only one bench point tonight for the Silver Streaks. That's how much the starters played. That's how much Mike Reynolds left them on the floor.
Had to.
We even made the observation that instead of substituting around the 4.5 or 5 minute mark of the first quarter like he usually does, he kept the starting eight on, or the starting five on the floor for the entire 8 minutes. And then you get to the final scoring numbers, and there's Sammons and Shaw with a combined 1 point off the bench.
But
it worked.
Looking back, you know, we were talking about the free throws. It was the Moline win at home. We hit 22 of 28 that night in that 71-47 win over Moline on the 18th of December. So, let's see, we also had, look back, oh, the UT game. We were 26 of 30 when we beat UT on the road.
That's right.
You know, that's the difference for this team right now, because in some of those games we're pretty well the dead heat on field goals, but if we can keep hitting free throws like this in big games, you got to like our chances to win this Big Six title outright.
This is only Mike Reynolds' third victory in his 8 seasons over Rock Island. The last one we talked about earlier when the Streaks won at home 53-52. Coach Reynolds has won a game here. His first game coaching against Rock Island.
Pop the champagne.
Back in the 2008-2009 season, and that's a year when the Streaks were only 11-15. So four straight 20-win seasons, and this is the first win he's gotten over the Rocks on the road. And again, the Streaks with a two-game lead now, 5-0 in the conference. The Rocks behind at 3-2. UT, you never did see a final score. Got to believe they held off and won that game at Alleman, so they'd be 4-2. And Quincy barely escaped at home against Moline by a point. So they're 3-2 now.
Well, and not only do you have the two-game lead, but I think this team walks off the court tonight with a little swagger. I think you've gone through the whole conference undefeated. You've won at UT and you've won at Rocky.
Huge.
And not that they're going to be overconfident coming out next Friday night by any stretch, because UT is going to be really tough. But I think, you know, these guys have proven they can beat everybody in the conference, and I think we've done it. I don't think we've played nearly our best the Moline game at home.
Right.
Tonight, again, played well to beat Rock Island up here, but still a lot of things we've seen this team do better than they did tonight. So our best game is still ahead of us somewhere out there, and hopefully – hopefully that is regional championship, sectional championship. That would be awesome.
We're going to talk to Mike Reynolds when we come back. Streaks win it by 15, 59-44. Stay tuned for the coach's thoughts when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Trying to convey an idea to somebody else never results in the vision you had in your head. Take matters into your own hands. Let Breedlove Sporting Goods help you design your next t-shirt. Navigate to BreedloveSports.com, click on the t-shirt designer icon, and put your mad design skills to work. Start by picking your canvas, t-shirts, polos, hoodies, even drinkware, signs, and banners. From there, you can customize everything, color, artwork, text, numbers, even upload an image. You can be the designer with Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Get started now at BreedloveSports.com.
Let me get a McPick 2. You know what to do. Get a McPick 2.
Get ready, because Mickey D's new McPick 2 menu's value for you. Now you can mix and match two delicious tastes for just $2. Pair new cheesy mozzarella sticks with a juicy McDouble burger. Or mix it up with small golden fries and a mouth-watering McChicken sandwich. Only $2 for any two. Head into McDonald's today and let them hear you say,
let me get a McPick 2. Ba-da-ba-ba.
Prices and participation may vary. For a limited time, price of single item posted on menu board.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Galesburg Sports.
Well, before we talk about the Dave's, or before we talk with Coach Mike Reynolds, how about the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, Jim? We talked about some candidates. I know who I'm going with.
Yeah. Well, I've only written it down.
Oh, did you?
Oh,
really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Yep. Because they're I mean, you gotta give Ethan a lot of credit for. I mean, I think taking the scoring load in the fourth quarter, especially getting
the
free throw line,
the free throws. Yep.
Yep. And hitting a couple of field goals as well. I love Derek Thompson's energy in the fourth quarter. But the guy that kept Rock Island from getting second chance opportunities many times, Cody Hawthorne.
Yeah.
Cody playing with four fouls on top of
yeah.
it. You know, and trying not to foul out, but still trying to be aggressive. And we just loved what he brought inside to this game late. And so I'm more than happy to go along with your nomination for Cody Hawthorne as Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game.
Only 4 points, 9 rebounds in the game, 8 of those 9 rebounds in the fourth quarter when the Streaks outscored the Rocks 21-8. Again, a lot of that at the free throw line, 12 of 15 as a team at the free throw line in the fourth quarter. And we talked about the number of free throws that Ethan Meeker shot from there. He was 7 of 9 out of that 12 of 15. Olsen knocked down 2. Thompson knocked down 2. Again, half of his points came in the fourth quarter, including that sliding jam coming in from the left.
Yeah, that was fun.
That really got the crowd going.
Yeah, and that might have been the hammer right there. I mean, we played a couple more minutes of basketball and had more free throws to put down, but that one... If Rock Island had any starch left, it was gone after that one and really got the Galesburg faithful into it up here.
So, again, the Streaks 21-1 on the season now, 5-0 in the Western Big Six Conference. They have a 2-game lead over in the loss column. Everybody else in the conference has at least 2 losses, and the Rocks dropped to 12-4. They are one of those 3 teams with 2 losses at 3-2 now, along with Quincy and United Township at 4-2. Coach Mike Reynolds getting ready to head this direction, so we'll find out what he had to say. And again, talked in the pregame, if the Streaks have the area game tonight, what's it going to look like? And he called it. He mentioned 3 points specifically, and he called all 3 of them right on the money. Here's the coach now, Jim Lee.
All right, Mike, there might be some nights where you get tired of talking, but this one, probably one you'd be happy to talk well into the early morning hours. What a big win for you. First time you've won in this place, and I mean not just you but the team, in since your first year coaching here.
First year and first game. You know, I just said over there that Cheese wasn't there for the first game and he wasn't here for this one, but he's taking a loss for all those ones in the middle, because I don't know what the deal was, but you know, he retires from coaching, we come down here and win.
You know, this game reminded me a little bit of the Quincy game, because I felt like your team dominated the first half for the most part, but then you let Rocky kind of slide back into it there. It's a 4-point game at the half, and then when the fourth quarter rolls around, you really asserted yourself, and I guess that's what you strive for.
Well, I think defensively that's who we are. You know, contest the jump shots and run rebounds down, and I thought we ran them down better than we have in a long time. I don't know what the exact stats were, but, you know, I thought we were good on the glass. We were active on the glass. Did they get a few? Yeah. Did they miss a couple free throws at the end that helped us out a little bit? Yeah. And, you know, our guys and their toughness were able to stand up and make some shots. And you know, 20 to 22 from the line, you can't ask for any better than that. But you do usually shoot well when you get your best shooters up there.
Cody Hawthorne with 8 rebounds in the fourth quarter. And he did so much of that playing with 4 fouls, too. Talk about his performance tonight, if you would.
Cody's a Division I athlete. You know, I know he's not going to be a Division I basketball player, but he's a Division I athlete. And he probably will be a Division I baseball player someday, or in the minor somewhere. And I thought he was outstanding again, and he just got a – you know, I know he's frustrated in the first half. And when they went small, I knew if we could get through the first half, that we'd have our 2 bigs for the second half and Cavante to clean anything up. I thought Cavante had some nice rebounds. Eric ran some balls down. You know, Cody was just tremendous again. And then he guarded a guard. You know, I mean, so you say, well, he has 8 rebounds, and then he guarded Watson, who's played on the wing the entire year for him. And we played really well.
Brad, what was the quote from before the game that Mike was telling us, the formula to win?
It was Neville and Jones with 14, 15 points apiece, win the rebounding battle, and get our guys at the free throw line. You said, you know, if we're talking at the end of the game, that's what it's going to look like. And That's like exactly right on what happened.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't expecting it certainly to be 15 points, but I think our guys just, once they saw a little chink in the armor, which Rocky's done to us, you know, three or four times here, they just put the pedal to the metal and finished it up.
In three conference wins, you were 26 of 30 from the line at UT, 22 of 28 against Moline, and then the 20 of, we had 23 here tonight. I guess that's how you mop up. That's how you win these games.
Well, if you're going to be an elite team, you figure out a way to get your best players in a spot to win. And we've been able to do that, you know, 21 times. You know, the last time we traveled up to Rock Island, it was at Augie, but we got our tail kicked. And I wasn't real interested to get on another bus, you know, to 50 minutes and then get our tail kicked. I thought our guys, you know, played tremendous and found a way to play well for long enough stretches. I thought Rocky played really well in the third quarter. We were able to come back in the fourth and put the hammer down on them.
At what point were you aware that Miles was not going to play tonight? Because attacking on the inside is part of your game anyway, but with him out, it really played into your hands.
Yeah, a little bit, but, you know, there were some things that we had designed to kind of pull him away from the hoop and do some things. We didn't run those as much, but I thought our guys just continued to play and continued to fight and continued to defend, and he's really good, and he blocks some shots and does some things, and they won a lot of games earlier in the year when he still was recovering from a football injury. So they're really good still, and we're just going to play who they play. You know, nobody felt sorry for us when we rolled up here without Grant last year, and certainly we're not going to feel sorry for you know, we got our own problems. You know, we got our own problems, our own issues, and we just guard the guys they put out there, and I'm sure Tom would say the same thing about our guys.
So many times the game looks easier from a distance than it does when you're actually coaching it or playing it. Devin Ross in the first quarter, I thought, man, he's going to have 30 points tonight. He's just going to go in the paint all night and kill him. He did it early, but we really didn't see him get that opportunity late. Did Rock Island change something, or we just kind of get away from that?
Well, I mean, they can guard, they can play. You know, like Sully always says, they're trying to win too. You know, they're trying to win the game too, so they're trying to figure out. You know, how to stop guys, and they stayed home on him, doubled him a little bit, and then we were able to make some passes and get some easy shots.
And my final question just has to do with how they came back. We built that 11-point lead in the first half. Can you address, or did you address it all with the kids in the locker room about how they hung in there? And then, like you said, fell behind in the third quarter, and then, boom, we just answer right back with a 7-0 run.
I think that what we just told our guys is they're trying to win, and they're good too. You know, they're going to make a little run. We just got to keep our composure and try to minimize that as much as possible and keep defending. Keep fighting, keep defending, keep fighting. That's who we are. And we were able to do it long enough.
But a lot of maturity to do that, too.
Yeah, and I think we've said that the last 6 years, too, and it just hadn't worked out real well. So, but it worked out today.
And finally, you always want your team to be a confident group. I think this group is. But to walk out of Rock Island here with this win, to have swept your way through the first part of the conference, it's got to be a big lift for this club to have not only the two-game lead, but to know – you've gone on the road and won at UT and here by, 19 and 15 points. That if they, and I don't think we played our best game yet. I mean, that's kind of the upside here.
Well, we'll find out how confident a group we are tomorrow when Champaign Centennial comes to town. You know, you see that a lot in Big Six teams that they stubbed their toe on Saturday. And I think Centennial's really good. I've seen scout them three or four times. And I think their coach is really good. You know, he was the sophomore coach at Champaign Central when I was a sophomore coach at Danville. That's been four or five years ago, been a lot of years ago. So we kind of know how each other's style is. And I think he's got a really good team, and it'll be a real good test for us, you know, to have a double weekend, one on the road, one at home. And then we've got that three weekends in a row. So we got to figure out a way to show a little toughness. And we'll get a home crowd tomorrow, and I'm sure we'll get a gigantic home crowd next Friday too.
Well, and you had a pretty good crowd here tonight.
Yeah, very good. I thought our student section was very good. I thought, you know, when we walked out for warm-ups, I know, of course, Rocky was a little late arriving, because they're the Miami Heat. You know, they were a little late arriving crowd of the Lakers, and our guys, our student sections and our parents and our general fans were ready to rock and roll, and it was a lot of fun.
I nearly forgot the technical. What was that all about?
Something about, you know, they said, well, Darius came in, but the guy never came out. I thought, you know, they admitted that they kind of made a mistake and that maybe they administered the free throw a little too fast. So you don't get that very often. So I didn't get thrown out on it. So it's, you know, it all worked okay.
I know you don't sleep.
I wouldn't have liked to lose by one.
No, that's it. I'm glad it didn't matter in the end. Well, I know you don't sleep well a lot during the season. but sleep well tonight.
Well, I'm gonna watch some Centennial stuff, and then tomorrow I'm gonna watch some third grade basketball for Sean, and then we're gonna have a shoot around and get ready for Centennial.
Great. Thanks, Coach. Congrats.
I don't need sleep either, Brad.
Mike Reynolds of the Silver
Sleep
Streaks.
Is for the week.
That's
huh?
right. Galesburg wins it 59-44. Final thoughts from Rock Island when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
WGIL is proud to be connected to Galesburg.
Do you have a wind musician in the family? Check our calendar for info on rehearsals for the Western Illinois Wind Band. They begin Monday, February 2nd in Avon. The concert planned for March 15th. No auditions. Everybody's welcome to try. Check our calendar for the info at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL. Involved, invested, and connected to Galesburg.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Dennis Twitty State Farm on Henderson Street, helping you manage the risks of everyday life, recover from the unexpected, and realize your dreams. And by Animal Medical Center, providing the finest veterinary care possible on the corner of Carl Sandburg Drive and Seminary Street.
Delivered to your email inbox every morning, the WGIL Morning Brief with local news headlines, sports, and weather. And it's free. Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks win it tonight, 59-44 at Rock Island. Sophomores fall 64-56. And Jim, enjoyed talking to Coach Mike Reynolds. We always appreciate certainly getting his final thoughts at the end of the game, certainly. And tonight, nothing better. I don't know. I certainly don't feel like I can say anything else better than the way he said it. And so let's just close it up and get out of here and get ready for two big girls games tomorrow and a boys game.
Yeah, the Field Gym is going to be a great place to be tomorrow with the good teams coming in for all of those games for the opponents. But the Silver Streaks, girls and boys, still with just one loss apiece so far in this season, and hope they can keep it rolling.
Normal U-High, the opponent for the girls at 9:06 tomorrow morning with Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson. Morton coming up in the afternoon, second-ranked team in the state, even though they lost tonight, kind of a head-scratcher there. And then Tom and Eric will have that one at 2:40 in the afternoon, and then the Galesburg boys tomorrow night against Champaign Centennial. Streaks win it by 15. They're 5-0 in the Western Big Six, 21-1 on the season. For Jim Lee, for Cody McIntyre at the Downtown Studios, I'm Brad Benowitz. Good night from Rock Island.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
The official WGIO forecast tonight, cloudy skies with a low of 17 and sunshine tomorrow with a high of 30.